Last year in Dallas, domestic violence-related murders more than doubled from 10 to 26. Announcing the 2012 crime stats, Police Chief David Brown said you have to take notice that there's something happening with domestic violence murders in Dallas. Jan Langbein, longtime director of Genesis Women's Shelter, says in the past few years she's seen an escalated level of violence coming through the doors.
When I first started in this work, we were shocked by a black eye or a split lip. And now if you look at the homicides that we've seen, you know, in front of the 16-year-old at the birthday party, the man who takes the 5-year-old next door and goes home and kills his wife, but they don't just kill him. They shoot him 5 times. Our society has, well, I don't know.
Mayor Mike Rawlings believes he knows where to start to find some answers and solutions. At a City Hall news conference after the Connecticut school shootings, Rawlings said he wanted to tackle a culture of violence on 2 fronts, mental health and domestic violence. On that issue, he spoke particularly to men.
This violence is our fault. It's not the women's fault. We have been the violent gender over the centuries, and we must own up to it. Tradition has enabled the action we see around us, and we've created those traditions.
Langbein says it's the mayor's attack on attitudes that impresses her.
He is breaking this, jumping over this wall that we have just fought with of, that's not my business, it's a private matter, it shouldn't be, you know, I don't have anything to do with that because I don't abuse. And so he is actually coming up with this call to action for men to unite and say, It ends here.
Dallas Cowboys legends Troy Aikman and Emmett Smith are among those who will join the mayor and city council members to announce the downtown rally planned for next month. BJ Austin, KERA News.